If the world is gonna end tomorrow, wallowing in sorrow won't get us anywhere. You'll find all the strength you need is inside, like Poseidon riding across the tide. Don't let this moment pass by. Come on, hero is my middle name.
Mine's Jennifer.
My machines, they made a real prediction. It's not science fiction. There's nothing we can do at all.
Why are you waiting for the bottom to fall? Not the time to drop the big beach ball. All for one and one for all. All for one and one for all.
That was Hero Is My Middle Name off the SpongeBob SquarePants musical original cast recording. I love it. I'm sorry. So a friend of mine who may or may not be listening showed that soundtrack to me when it dropped. Cast recording, excuse me. My sister hates when I call it a soundtrack. Showed that cast recording to me on the day it came out maybe a week ago, a little less than a week ago. And was talking about how bad it was, and I was like, oh no, like, I was really looking forward to that show. I love SpongeBob. I think there's a lot of, like, emotional stuff that you can touch with SpongeBob. And it's a song, you know, people who are writing musicals will always talk about, does the story sing? Of course the story sings. It's SpongeBob. So I was very excited, and I was sad that, that it apparently wasn't good. And then I started listening to it, and I was like, this is amazing. You know, it's a musical that was written by a lot of different artists. David Bowie has a track on it. The Flaming Lips have a track. The Plain White Tees have a track. T.I. has a track. I don't really know who wrote that last track. Jonathan Colton does the opening number. So it's a little bit of an amalgamation, and a lot of songs don't really go with the show, but the songs that do, like that one, they hit. Maybe it's just me, someone who has an emotional connection already to SpongeBob, who feels that way, but... you know, I thought it was amazing. I suggest everyone go listen to it. Go see it on Broadway when it goes out into previews next month. Or I think it's November, actually. I think it's the beginning of November. You're listening to 915 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. Thank you for listening in, hopefully through hour one and into hour two. This is the show where we talk about the SpongeBob SquarePants musical. Not really. Mostly I just do BuzzFeed quizzes and talk about anything. I started the show off with two poems. I don't have two more. It's sad. Everyone should go look up Matthew McConaughey's Academy Award acceptance speech. It is amazing. I would say one of the most important speeches of the year 2014. I think it's 2014. God, when did Dallas Buyers Club come out? It's a great movie. That was before no, actually I don't want to say it's before Jared Leto went crazy. It's definitely after Jared Leto went crazy, but yeah. Did he ever go crazy, or was he always just crazy? Here we go with some longer songs so that I can free up some time. Here's a song that I've been playing a lot recently, and it's surprisingly very fun to play on your own, although it sounds much better with other people.
Thank you. Taking my fear of not wanting to fear again. Lonely is all we are, loveless so far, but my heart's still a marble in an empty jelly jar. Someday, supposing my curious nervousness stills into prescience, clairvoyant consciousness, I will be calmer than cream, making maps out of your dreams. But will psychic ability kill the nativity, simply diminish that flinch? Ooh, young liars.
Choose to ride with the right people, doing things for the right reasons.
Run, 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 run.
And we're back. That was the Talking Heads with Psycho Killer off their album 77. Before that was a song by TV on the Radio that I heard on Spotify the other day. And I was like, oh, I'll put this in. That was nice. Before that was The Doors with LA Woman, a great song. These are all great songs. I got to stop saying that. Wow. An hour and a half goes by so slowly. Wow. I did not properly prepare. I only have two songs left in the set. I'm going to have to add so much more. This is so stressful. You guys don't even understand. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We are going to come in with another PSA. Here we go. Where is it? Where's the binder? There it is. This is the pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. It's fun. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Okay. You don't. Okay. I mean, like, yeah, maybe it'll save lives, but you guys don't need to. Whoever wrote that, you went a little far there. I'm just saying. Speaking of intersections, I don't know if you guys know this, but the WMFO studios right here in scenic Medford, Massachusetts, are right by the intersection of Boston Ave and College Ave. And if you've ever been through that intersection before, you'll know that it's super wonky. And up until like a month ago, it just kind of looked like a weird, like, oblate four-way intersection. But they recently repainted all of it. Just all of it. And just, I don't even know if I can call it repainting. They repainted it, but they also added just so much. And basically transformed it, without doing anything to the roads, into two conjoined three-way intersections? From an oblate four-way intersection into two conjoined three-way intersections? Very confusing. They essentially made a street without making a street, and made everything a crosswalk and while simultaneously not. I think the big problem was that whenever the walk sign would go on, people would just cross anywhere. So they kind of marked off these zones saying, don't walk in these zones, with this weird crisscross pattern. And made a few more crosswalks. And the first few times, it's so weird. This is just how much, maybe I've been reading too many things about how societal conventions control our minds. But like I used to think to myself coming up to this, I was like, I'm going to defy this. I'm going to cross where I normally cross over the crisscross pattern now. And now I just find myself walking up to the crosswalks and walking over the crosswalks just because my brain has been trained to do that. I'm so sad. I feel like my individuality has been taken away by this crisscross pattern that, granted, is super cool that they were able to just kind of like melt it into the street. I mean, it's awesome that we're able to do that. Humans control nature now. But it's scary. And I want to cross where I want to cross. Okay, I've got nothing else to say with that. We've got half an hour left. Thank you all so much for listening so far to the first two-hour episode of Season 2 of the Astro Hour with Zach going. We're going to do some more music. Why not? Here's one of my favorite songs ever. We'll be right back.
hesitating. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing track. We're on the air. Yeah. That was Marky Moon by Television, one of my favorite songs. I'm joined here by my friend Jesse Greenfield. Say hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
I got your name right, right? I'm so bad. I'm so bad at last names.
Jesse Rose Greenfield.
Jesse Rose Greenfield. J-R-G.
Jerg.
That's good. My name is pronounceable. My initials are pronounceable.
Zag.
And my sisters are Jack. Unless you add confirmation names in there, in which case Jessica is Jalg. And I'm Zaf.
What is your confirmation name?
What is the concept of a confirmation name?
I think it's similar to Hebrew name.
I mean, sort of. So there are two sacraments that are kind of rites of... Well, there are three initiation sacraments in Catholicism.
Okay.
There is... I forget if Eucharist is technically one of them. Whatever. There's baptism and there's confirmation, which are kind of intrinsically connected.
Right.
Baptism is like washing away the initial sin, and you get your baptismal name, which is my middle name, Anthony. And then later, you as an adult get to like re-enter the faith in confirmation.
Right. For real, I want to.
Yeah. You're like, this is like me. Then you get another name.
Which is?
Francis. Yes.
And that was given to you by
me.
Jesus.
Oh, I choose that.
Jesus.
No, no, Jesus does not give you. I mean, maybe there's like technically supposed to be a level of prayer that you like add in there.
Right. I'm just imagining Jesus in like a clerical position, like typing at like a computer, like an old computer, answering phones, being like,
okay.
Oh, that's what you want your name to be? Okay, I'll put it in the system.
Okay, for this one, I'm thinking... Laura?
Yeah. Jerome?
And I think it technically has to be a saint, too. But
Saint Francis.
But there are definitely a lot of people who don't choose saint names, I think. Like, a lot of them are family names. Mine both happen to be saint names, but they're also family names.
Could I have chosen, like, Will I Am?
Like, I think, so you have to be confirmed by a bishop.
Oh.
And I think the bishop does have final say in the names.
Okay.
But I think my bishop was just cool and let some, like, slide by.
Well, that's kind of like when you want to do a class presentation and you want to make it, like, cool and funny and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, like, do this YouTube video or something that's, like, ridiculous.
Mm.
And then you forget that, like, your teacher has to still see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just for your class.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not just for you, like someone's judging it.
The thing about video projects in high school is I made so many of them and they were so great while we were making them.
Oh, of course.
And then of course, the moment we have to show them to someone else, they're just sitting there with a blank face through the whole thing, and then it ends and they're like, that was good.
But you're laughing.
And
right?
I'm like laughing through the entire thing.
It's funny.
Like every, not even, things that aren't even jokes are funny to me watching some of them. I remember we did, have you ever seen the movie Be Kind Rewind? By any chance? Okay, so in that movie, it's a movie about people who work at a video store, and it's actually a serious movie about gentrification, but part of it is people working at a video store, played by Mos Def and Jack Black.
Oh my God.
And one of the plot points is that Jack Black gets magnetized and accidentally erases all of the VHS tapes in the video store, so they have to take the VHS tapes and re-record the movies using household objects.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what the bleep are these?
Sure.
And they're like, these are new versions of the movie imported from Sweden, so they call them Swedish movies. And it's amazing. But so they're just using like household objects to do all of these like effects in the movie. Like there's a scene where they're doing Rush Hour 2.
Okay.
And like there's a scene in Rush Hour 2 where I think it's Jackie Chan. Who is in that Rush Hour 2? It's Jackie Chan and it's not Will Smith.
That is something I've never seen.
You've never seen Rush Hour 2?
No.
I've never seen Rush Hour 2.
What?
But I know like I know like generally what Rush Hour is.
It's, sure.
Okay, it's Jackie Chan. Oh, and Chris Tucker. Okay.
So
I think it's Chris Tucker's
your project.
What about my project? No, we're going to connect this. This will be connected. So like Chris Tucker is like hanging off the side of a building, and like in the movie, in order to simulate that, they have Mos Def hanging on monkey bars over one of those like play mats that you give kids that looks like a city from above.
Yes.
And he's just hanging there. So like that was basically what all of my video projects were like in high school.
Yes.
So we had like, we were doing Hamlet, or not Hamlet, we were doing Macbeth. And there's the scene where Macbeth has like the knife before him.
Right.
And we've got my friend who's playing Macbeth being like, is this a dagger which I see before me? And one of my friends is standing on a chair in the frame with a rope and a dagger hanging on the edge of the rope, and he's just dangling it in front of his face, visibly in the frame.
The production value is very high.
I thought it was the funniest thing that I had ever seen.
It is when you come up with it. Like, mm-hmm. like, okay, so we all know Remix to Ignition by R. Kelly.
Obviously.
But do we know Remix to Cognition from Jesse Greenfield's AP Psychology class, in which, so my friend and I, my friend and I did the Remix to Cognition Linguistic Determinism. I remember mm-hmm. every word to this rap.
Yeah, of course.
But so my partner and I did this project, and then, so we like incorporated a lot of like how people learn, and like it was a very informative mm-hmm. song.
Of course.
But then we were like, we have to make a music video.
Obviously.
So we went to our local park, the community park, mm-hmm. and my high school boyfriend, who at the time, he shows up in a diaper because he's our metaphorical baby. So we're at it like a children's park, right? Like my friend and I are dressed as little kids, right? We're dressed as little kids. My boyfriend is wearing a diaper.
Yes, obviously.
And like doing backflips, and we're like filming him and like mouthing the words to the Remix to Cognition. Mm-hmm. And there was also a kid's birthday party there featuring Power Rangers.
That's amazing.
And so you can probably go watch it on YouTube. It's
I will eventually. I will not. I will not subject our 10 listeners to this.
No.
Of course. So my favorite line in the Ignition remix, obviously, is, and after the show is the after party, and after the party is the hotel lobby.
Right.
What was that in Remix to Cognition? If you can get this off your head.
Okay.
Show is the after party.
It's different. Like it was different phases of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
See, okay. I can't, my memory has been really
it's
off.
It's fair.
I have a concussion.
Yes, Jesse's brain is bad right now, friends.
So the other day I was like walking around, you know, just mm-hmm. like doing my thing. And several people waved to me, and I was like, I've literally never seen this person in my life. But like, I'm sure I have, I just don't remember. And like my best friend's like childhood dog, I was like struggling to remember this dog's name. And it's a dog I've known for 15 yeah. years. Her name is Nikki, I remember.
Okay, cute.
But like, whoa, wait. Okay, I'll like say it in like, yeah. It was like different phases. Okay, well it'll like happen, and I'll probably just scream it out.
No, that's fine. I respect that. Yeah. I half expected you not to show up because I was just like, there's no way she's going to actually remember to come here.
No, but I saw Zach earlier, which was a good visual cue.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I saw you and I was like, wait, I don't, is that Jet? And then I like tried to cross the street over. I was complaining about this intersection earlier.
Oh,
I hate this intersection now. I was talking about how it trained my, like, because I used to just cross wherever, and now it's trained me to cross over the crosswalks, and I hate it.
Well, is it because if you get really dizzy and want to die when you cross through the, like, crisscross part?
No, I definitely think that that's a you thing.
Oh.
I definitely think that that's a concussion thing.
Well, wait, do you not go through the crisscross
part? I don't go through the crisscross part. I go through the crosswalk part now. And I for, like, the first week, I tried to go through the crisscross part because I was like, they can't tell me what to do. I don't want to, you know, conform. And then I just started going over the crosswalk part.
Why? What changed?
I think it's just I naturally go up to crosswalks. I think I've been trained over the last 20 years to cross at crosswalks.
But you were born here. It seems like nobody here crosses at the crosswalk.
Oh, I mean, I cross at crosswalks. I just don't cross when, like, the hand tells me to cross.
Oh, sure.
That's the thing. Like, in Davis Square, like, F that. Right. Like, I am just going to cross anywhere.
You are the boss of yourself, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you. Not cars can't stop me.
No.
Cars cannot stop
I
me.
I mean, you versus a car.
Man versus car. Have you seen that episode of Rick and Morty?
No.
There's a thing that they do called interdimensional television, which is just, it's improv. That's just random improv. You would actually love it as a professional improviser yourself.
Stwop. That's how I got my concussion.
Stwop.
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 That is how, I don't know if the concussion improv is actually radio friendly, so I don't think
it's
I can.
A story?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
mildly.
It's a dirty story.
Yeah. Really. I mean, not, I don't know if it's dirty. It's just, it's an NSFW.
I bonked heads with someone.
Yes.
Someone who is big enough to probably like eat a train. Like, he's like a very large person. I'm like a medium-sized person.
And he was in an improv where whipping someone's head backwards would be appropriate.
Sure.
Of course.
There we go. We'll leave you to fill in the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know anything else to say, but we should talk for like 5 more minutes before I play that Muppet song. Oh, whoa. Yes. Spoilers. We got a Muppet song coming up, friends.
So many spoilers.
Gotta end every first episode with a song from the Muppets. One of my friends actually is a super Muppet person at work.
I've never heard anyone be described.
She's like really into the Muppets.
Super Muppet person. Okay.
Shout out to Emily Bateman, who lives in California now. Fun fact. Just made a Spotify playlist that was Muppet Bangers, and it's every song that the Muppets have ever recorded in one playlist. It's like 162 tracks.
I was gonna say, they're very prolific.
It's insane. And I'm so happy. They did an entire Christmas album with wait, with who?
John Stamos?
No, it's definitely not John Stamos. That'd be interesting.
Oh, who's another good John that they would do with
him? John Denver. They did a Muppet Christmas with John Denver.
And it's amazing.
There are some good songs. There are some bad songs.
Sure, sure. Because it's the Muppets.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
I can't watch TV.
Oh.
But I love the show Broad City.
Broad City's amazing.
I love Broad City. And there are new episodes of Broad City.
I didn't know that there were new episodes. Yes. I've watched occasional episodes of Broad City, and I'm a big fan.
It's amazing. It's like these awesome and like gross women just like doing themselves and like being so unapologetic.
Yes.
And they're so funny.
I'm so down with it.
I know that good things are happening. And I want to watch it so bad.
You're so happy that the vibes of the planet get to experience Broad City.
That's true. Just not me.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. When can you watch TV again?
Undetermined.
Oh.
When my corpus callosum is not so stretched out.
What does that mean?
It's like the middle of my brain.
Oh. Why is the middle of your brain stretched?
Well.
What happens?
I mean, so that's potentially why the cognitive deficits are happening. Like, why my brain is like, who dat? And like, where am I? And like,
where am I? Really? You've had that?
Sometimes I'll like put my head up and I'm like, whoa, like literally what's going on?
So that's insane.
That's why mostly what I've been doing is sitting and knitting in my room. Because
what have you knit so far?
A scrunchie look.
What? I want to see this. I heard scrunchies are coming back. That's like the only fashion thing I know, by the way, is because I was reading Cosmo and I was like, apparently scrunchies are coming back.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have single-handedly brought back the scrunchie, I think.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
For those of you at home, it's a knit scrunchie.
Yeah.
And it's stretchy. Yeah. Like a scrunchie.
Yes.
So when I was thinking, I was like, how do you knit a scrunchie? It has to be elastic. Apparently, there's elastic in there already.
Well, I, like, had to sew the elastic inside. Like, this is, like, a pre-made.
Ah, cool.
You may not understand what this is like, but when you are a person who has hair that is, like, consuming your entire body, it's,
of course,
a lot of hair. All you can
Those of you at home, Jessie has hair that is consuming her entire body.
It's true. It's really hard to speak into this microphone through the, like, cousin it style.
Yes. Oh, no, 100%. For those of you listening, there is just a ball of hair sitting in this chair that calls herself Jessie Rose Greenfield.
Whenever Zach and I get dinner, it's, like, very difficult because I have to, like pull the
You have to emerge.
Open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Emerge to, like, eat my soup and whatever.
It's like you're being born out of some sort of protein entity.
Oh, and it's beautiful because every day is a new day for me because I get reborn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
Like every
I'm aware.
Day
I believe it's
chance.
Called Buddhism. Heyo.
Is that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Isn't Buddhism like
apologies?
You get a chance per lifetime.
Yes.
And then like if you mess it up, you don't reach nirvana.
I think it's like you're growing towards nirvana over the course of each lifetime.
But it's
like it's a constant level of like
a gradual process.
Yeah, step by step sort of thing.
I don't think I would like that because I would want it to be in my lifetime. Like I like to think that I'm a very like selfless person, but like honestly, like I want that nirvana as much as anyone else does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't know if I would I don't like the idea that there are like so many like lives behind me that I don't necessarily remember. Or actually, no, I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the idea of not remembering this life, you know, spirituality.
I like this one. This is a good one.
This is a good one. Yeah, I'm like generally fine. And also, I feel like if I had like 1,000 lives behind me, I feel like I'd be just a little bit more mature. Like,
and more jaded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've already done this.
Oh, like remember when What's-His-Face stabbed me in the back? That sucked.
And like,
you know?
Now I can never really trust anyone again. Like,
no,
you'd
I can't.
Be wise, but you'd be like maybe wise to a fault.
You'd be pretty jaded.
Like, I kind of like being naive in some ways.
We're going to end on that note. I dig that a lot, actually. I really dig. I'm glad we got our dose of spirituality in here.
Yeah.
Jesse, thank you for coming on for the last 25 minutes of the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
This
I'll
has
put
been
my
amazing.
Hair back
yes,
in
yes.
Front of my
Go
face
return
now.
Back into your cocoon. thank you all for listening to the Astro Hour today. Tune in 2 weeks from now for my next episode. And tune in next week for Strike the Box with Chris, an amazing show that is going to be on the off weeks of the Astro Hour, or I'm on the off weeks of Strike the Box.
Whoa.
Yes.
Who knows?
Big. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here are the Muppets. That was a really dramatic way of...
We're doing a sequel. We're back by popular demand. Come on, everybody, strike up the band.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood. And everybody knows that the sequel's never quite as good.
A sequel. Another feature attraction.
Places, please. Light the lights. Roll camera. Action!
I thought it was the end, but no, my friends. This is when we get to do it all again.
Do it all again.
Until the credits roll, we got another go to show them we can do it all again. We're doing a sequel.
But no, my friends, this is when we get to do it all again.
Do it all again.
Until the credits roll, we've got another go to show them we can do it all again.
Plot.
Got it. An epic love story between a very handsome, long-nosed purple thing and a beautiful chicken. Gonzo with the wind.
Does anybody have any other ideas?
Oh, it's about getting the Muppets back together again to stop an evil oil baron from demolishing the old studio.
Fozzie, did you even watch our last film?
How about one of those fish out of water movies?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, Lou.
It's about a frog who marries a beautiful, perfect pig. Kiss each other.
Oh,
what?
It's for the sure nigger digger.
I don't think Americans watch subtitled films.
How about a movie where you don't make a movie?
And we all get to go home early.
Good grief.
It's about a lonely dog. And one night he sees something he should never have seen. And he has to live with a terrible secret.
That sounds a little dark, Rolf.
Kermit, how about the Muppets go on a world tour?
That's perfect.
I thought it was the end, but no, my friends, this is when we get to do it.